CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Just a funny little car, but a truck, 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 a Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, all. Good afternoon. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. 10 past the hour already. Wow. I got a good show for you today, and started things all off with DRI from the dealing with its LP, Death Records, going back to 1986. We heard a track called I Don't Need Society, and I got to say, that LP, I got to say, was one of the, I'd say, the soundtrack to me and a lot of people's youth. If you got into the hardcore punk scene when I did in the early teens, there was punk and metal were morphing together, and the Dealing With It LP was the perfect perfect mix of punk and metal. They went a little more metal with as releases went on. Their next release, Crossover, was morphing into metal territory. But yeah, DRI, definitely a great band. They played here in 1986. They played here in 85 at John Barley's. They played here in 1986 at the Edge Theater, or the Edge Cabaret, or whatever it was called, where I saw my first show, 1220 Homer, and they played here in 1990 at the New York Theater, and they finally came back to town here at the Rickshaw Theater a good 27 years later. Wow, yeah, and they put on an awesome show, the legendary DRI, who originally were from Texas and later reformed in San Francisco. Not sure where they're exactly based out of now, but they still put on an awesome show. So thank you, DRI. Don't make us wait another 27 years before we get to see you again. Follow with another act who I saw in Bellingham, Washington last Friday. I'm talking about Toe Tag. Members of the Toe Tag, Blaine and Alex, were in a band called The Accused, and they did the entire Accused album, More Fun Than an Open Casket Funeral. And they also did some of their own stuff, Toe Tag. And we heard some Toe Tag. Run for Cover was the name of the track. And we also heard a track called Rotting in Sickness. This is from a one-sided LP of theirs that I picked up. You know what? I saw them live a few times and I thought they were really good. But this record is really good and they played an awesome set live. So yes, I'm about to delve into Toe Tag a bit deeper because they were really good, really good band. So yeah, we got a spotlight on a legendary band, Personality Crisis, on today's show. A band from Winnipeg, Manitoba, who played their first show in 33 years. Last night in Winnipeg, I was here in town rocking a Motorhead tribute. From all accounts, it was awesome. So we're going to get into the spotlights of Personality Crisis after this next set of tunes, which is comprised of some UK 82 punk. And we're going to kick things off with One Way System from their second release, Writing on the Wall. This is a track called Reason Why. On Generation Annihilation, CITR. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna pump. The F-Word Conference is a student-organized event hosted each year by the GRSJ undergrads on the UBC campus on Musqueam Nation land. In its eighth year, the F-Word's focus this time is A Year in Review, Activism, Solidarity, and Navigating Oppressions. It's Sunday, April 30th, and will include panel discussions from students and keynote speakers, workshops, networking and community-building opportunities, and a free meal and snacks throughout the day. Join us for a meaningful and thought-provoking day of feminism and social justice advocacy. You can get updates by following the F-Word Conference on Facebook and Twitter at GRSJ Undergrads.
Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
Oh, y'all, this is Tommy from One Way System. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Full return!
All right, at the start of the sets, we heard from One Way System from the Writing on the Wall release going back to 1983 on Anagram Records. One Way System from Fleetwood, England. Followed with Infrariot from the still out of order release Secret Records going back to 1982. Heard a track called Drug Squad and a classic track by the Partisans. Act from South Wales from their 1982 No Future Records release, Police Story. Yeah, I heard the title track for that. And from Uproar, the Rebel Youth 7-inch release on Beat the System Records, we heard a track called Victims. And from Crux, we heard a track called Keep On Running, and that's off their No Future Records release, Keep On Running. It was a split with a band called Crash, and yeah, very short-lived acts. Only put about 10 songs out in total, but they were good. So we're going to talk about a band and do a spotlight on a band that was around for a very short time, 1981 to 1984. We're talking about Personality Crisis. They formed in Winnipeg, Manitoba. They formed in 1979, but they didn't get going until about 1981 when they recorded their first demo. This demo, along with their second demo and their LP, which came out in 1983, which was what they're most known for, the Creatures for a While release, just got released on a CD reissue. On Sounds Escaping Records. So yeah, it's all there for you now. And they got back together after 33 years of being away. Probably a one-time thing, but yeah, it was the classic lineup of that album of Mitch Funk on vocals, Richard Duguay on guitar. He went on to be in Guns N' Roses and some other bands. Dwayne Eddy on bass and John Card on drums, who went to be in DOAS Nephew and the Subhumans. Jim Green, original guitar player, was originally scheduled to be there. But he couldn't last night, so yeah, what can you do? I heard it was an awesome show, so we're going to try and hear a track off every release that Personality Crisis have ever done, and every not release, every demo track, and every thing they put out. We're going to document it here in this next half an hour. So yeah, without further ado, let's get into Personality Crisis, going back to 1981. From the 1981 demo, this is a track called Burning Rain. From Winnipeg, Manitoba's Personality Crisis. Here we go.
For some shady walk, we're tripping lightly, smiling faintly. Empty hallway close behind me, seeing something not too clearly. Close behind me, ebony, seeing something not too clearly. Open world, the waiting wonder, changing color in another.
Change your mind, turn and run away. Oh, electric lady, laced with burning rain. Oh, stop this step and quiet.
can't remember.
Turn your mind, turn and run away. Oh, electric lady laced with burning rain. Oh, stop and step and quiet to my name. Oh, touch my face and soon we were the
All right, three tracks from Winnipeg, Manitoba's Personality Crisis. We started things all off a track from their first demo going back to 1981. We heard a track called Burning Rain. Excuse me. Then we heard a track from their second demo going back to 1981, a track called Waiting. This song was featured on a alternate version of the album Creatures for a While, which we're going to hear up next. We also heard a track from the Charred Remains demo cassette thing called Shotgun. And, yeah, you can hear that they were starting to get a bit harder as time went on. And, by the time 1982 was rolling around, hardcore punk was in full swing. So you can, what I really like about, Personality Crisis, same thing that I like, about the record Independence by another band called Toxic Reasons. They had their first LP on the same record label is punk rock, but it's morphing into hardcore. So it's not quite punk rock. It's not quite hardcore, but it's somewhere in between. And that's what I like about it. And one thing that a common complaint about Personality Crisis is the very low vocal stylings of singer Mitch Funk, but it's an acquired taste. And we're going to hear some tracks from the classic album going back to 1983, Creatures for a While. This was reissued twice, and the original version came out on Risky Records in 1983. This is a track called Mrs. Palmer. Here we go.
Mrs. Palmer, well, indeed, she's the one that will. and they get their two hammer, we'll go about to fight. I let them through my belt, but John doesn't like it. And he comes down to watch, trying to save me. But when the knee becomes a habit, it's a super. This is just a leg, the power of fucking problem. I am so perfect, I see the gospel. I'm all for life, I'm so sensitive on it.
Stop the beat!
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and started things all off. Yeah, showcase on personality crisis, and we started things all off with where do we start? We started with a track from the Creatures for a While release, Mrs. Palmer, and another track called The Advocate, and then People in Glass and Wild Game, and Personality Crisis. This record came out originally in 1983 on Risky Records. It was reissued many, many years later. I'll say because I've got the record in front of me. Yes, it came out War on Music. And it came out in 2008. And then it was also reissued in 1990 on a record label called Overground with alternate tracks. And it's actually rarer than the original version. And then we heard a track from the Rap Music for Rap People compilation on CD Presents Records. Heard a track called Case History, and from the Something to Believe In compilation on BYO Records. We heard a track called Piss on You. And, yeah, Personality Crisis, as I said earlier, Have the Creatures for a While release, as well as all their studio recorded stuff on a double CD set on Sounds Escaping Music. And we're going to hear a track that is exclusive to that compilation. This is called Fashions Ruining Music on Generation Annihilation.
Yeah.
right. Recorded in Seattle, 1983. Personality Crisis with a track called The Jam. This was on the B-side of a 7-inch release that came out in 1990. And, yeah, I forgot that Personality Crisis. I forgot about a record that I had that I could have brought up, but I didn't. Going back to that was also from the same session, an entire live recording, which came out last year. What else did we hear in that set? Yeah, we heard a track called Fashions Running Music, and that you can find on the Sounds Escaping Personality Crisis compilation CD. And Personality Crisis, classic act from Winnipeg, Manitoba. If you'd like to check them out, Sounds Escaping Music. It's a Bandcamp page. You can order the CD with all the booklets and stuff. And you can find the originals of the LP for probably a pretty expensive price, but you can find the War on Music release for fairly cheap. And if you'd like to read extensively about Personality Crisis, this classic hardcore band from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Chris Walter, punk fiction writer, and non-punk fiction writer in that case, released a book called Warm Beer and Wild Times, all about the legendary Personality Crisis, who were out from 1981 to 1984. And they were short-lived, but if they had gone any longer, I don't know if it would have ruined their legacy, but sometimes, it's better to end a good thing early, because I'm not going to say any bands here, but, most of the bands that were around in the original wave of hardcore punk, by the time 85, 86 rolled around, they weren't so hardcore punk anymore. So yeah, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and we got Power Chord with Serena up next. Thanks for tuning in.
Ever had a hankering to ski the world-famous slopes of
Whistler?
Boy, do we have great news for you. Escape the city in one of Zipcar's many mountain-ready vehicles. Plus, get $30 back in free driving credit when you tweet a selfie on the slopes at Zipcar Vancouver. Zipcar. Wheels when you want them.
A lot of hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Misery.